closer, closer. Baggage, claim it, promise. One day you will hate me, but right now just write it out, write it out, write it out. Magic carpet over London, through the ceiling. Watch you dreaming, promise. One day you will hate me, but right now just write it out, write it out.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another year of Ava on Air. And this is Ava Autry, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I could not be happier to be back in the studio after my sabbatical, my little trips abroad, you know. I had to head on over to Ireland, check out how the radio stations were there. Just kidding. Very rarely listened to the radio. They played some strange things. Cannot lie to you. But yes, I'm excited to be back in Medford, not only just at the radio, but it's great to be back on campus starting another school year. It's been a stressful beginning, but you know, really aren't they all? I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to celebrate with you today. You just heard Caroline Polachek's Hit Me Where It Hurts, a song that came up on my little Discover Weekly pretty recently, and I was happy to hear it for the first time. She's an artist that I've been trying to get into for a while now, but it's just... one of those things. Sometimes it's hard to actually commit yourself to sitting down and really listening to someone's anthology of work. So you heard that. And next you're going to be hearing some Maud Latour, which is a concert that I may or may not be seeing later this week on Thursday. I'm very excited to be seeing her. She's an artist that I've loved since the beginning of college, if not late high school. So I am very, very happy to be seeing her. This has been a long time coming, and I'm going with a lot of my besties and, of course, my lovely little girlfriend. So that will be a lot of fun to see Maud in person. I'm very curious to see how she is as a performer. You know, you never really know, especially with younger artists. It's very hit or miss, but I know she's going to bring the energy. I know she's going to bring the glitter, the sparkles, all of it. It sounds like I'm talking about JoJo Siwa, but I promise I'm not. So next, you'll be hearing Cyclone by Maud Latour, one of her newer songs. It's been blowing up recently on TikTok, and her Spotify has just been sort of popping off, so I'm very happy to see that for her. Then you'll be hearing some Jordana, some Maisie Peters, some Ash, some Remy Wolf. You know, there's the classical female lineup as a liberal arts girly as myself subscribes to, you know, words, hello. So yes, I will check in with you guys after the next few songs, and I will talk to you soon.
Kinda like a knife overnight, didn't I? Build my life around you. Who am I without you? I cry. forget, babe. Apologize until my lips are blue. Until it's alright, whisper till you stop crying. You'll see I'm not the one you want, 'cause I look better in you.
night is a thief, some poets wrote, and steals the colors of the day. It's kind of pretty if you like words. For my dog, they're not exactly true. Because there are colors of night, the burning red of passion, the angry green of jealousy, and the ugly, terrifying black of fear.
Okay, a brief little interlude to introduce the next few songs that you'll be hearing. So you just heard Cyclone by Miss Maud Latour, and of course, Better in the Dark by Jordana and TV Girl. So Cyclone is a song that I'll be hearing live this week, as I said, and very soon I might be hearing Better in the Dark live by Jordana, as she is opening for one Miss Remy Wolf, who you will also, of course, be hearing from later in the show today. And my next song that I'm playing is called Kate's Brother, and it is by a little British girl named Maisie Peters. She's an interesting artist. She's very young. She has a lot to offer. I don't think she's quite found her sound yet in particular, but she's trying, and I'm really liking what she's put out so far. This song in particular is about sort of dating one of your best friend's siblings, which is just always a funny sort of musical trope. But in particular, I heard Miss Maisie Peters, not directly, but I was very close in Ireland when I was studying abroad to Croke Park, which is one of the biggest stadiums in the entire country. And Ed Sheeran was playing a concert one of the nights that I was in Ireland, and I could hear him from my window. And who was opening for Ed, you may ask? Well, it was Maisie Peters. So I heard her sing this very song from my window in Ireland. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. It was TikTok famous. It was in my ears, out the window, you know, just lots of connections all abound. So enjoy Kate's Brother, and I'll talk to you soon.
Said, are you gonna work? You gonna hurt? You gonna last forever? Are we gonna make it? Gonna break it when it's now or never? If it's gonna hurt, will it be worth it? And will I recover? Are you gonna feel the way I feel? Are you for real, Kate's brother? Said, are you gonna work? You gonna hurt? You gonna last forever? Are we gonna make it? Gonna break it when it's now or never? If it's gonna hurt, will it be worth it? Will I recover? Are you gonna feel the way I feel? Are you for real, Kate's brother? Will we ever get together? We'd be perfect. Kate's brother said, I won't let you down or lead you on. No, others. I said, how can I know you're for sure? It's only been a summer. You said, get a flight to Canada and you can meet my mother. That's when I became his only girl. And now I date Kate's brother.
I got bug bites on my legs. I got two friends who look alike. I got coffee in the morning and my mama in the night. And I got bad news, but I didn't fight. I got bad news, but I didn't fight. I got a big wheel in Montana and he told me yesterday that a year ago he looked me in the eyes and lied to me. Got an old friend in Japan, she's been mad at me before. It's just that she and I have got nothing in common anymore. He feels bad for doing what he did that night. She bought new shoes in Tokyo. And I got bad news, but I didn't fight. I got bad news, but I didn't fight. Smarter on a free man's odyssey. God, I'm really gonna blow with all this empathetic shit. Understand the thing you did, every reason you did it. I'm so mad, dude, and I wanna cry. I got bad news, but I didn't fight. I got bug bites on my legs. I got a big wheel. I got
can't believe he found them. He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Well, that was a pertinent little PSA that I just played, because earlier this week we got the opportunity, well, it was actually a week ago today, we had the opportunity of hearing David Hogg come to speak at Tufts University. He was a great and very impactful speaker, and I, of course, to toot my own horn, got to interview him, which was extremely, just a fantastic opportunity, and it is one that I have honestly dreamt of since early high school, when seeing everything occur at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. He quickly became one of my heroes, and he's a champion for gun rights, gun control, not gun rights, for safety, and he's a great person, and I'm really glad to have the opportunity to discuss everything with him and write an article about it too. So if you're listening to this and you'd like to check out my article interviewing David Hogg, as well as covering his Tisch College speaker series, head on over to the Tufts Daily, do a little search-a-row, David Hogg or Ava Autry, either one. And yes, it was an honor and a privilege, and it was a very exciting time. So as for the music you just heard, I let it play for a long time. I just played a lot of songs. You know, I'm just a little out of it today. I've done a lot of talking today, so I'm just letting the tides take me, you know? So the first song you heard since I last talked to you was Kate's Brother, you know, the little story time that I was discussing earlier. Then you heard some Samia. If Liz, you're listening to this, I know you might be later. That one's for you. Gotta love some Samia, and you're the one who put me on. Next, you heard Another Man's Jeans by Ash, which is a song that I just think it's funny. It's a fun little bop. It's very much pop, very much Y2K, very much fun, little, just put it on and dance, you know, baking something in the kitchen, dance around kind of song. So that was kind of the mood, just to get it up with the hype a little bit. Then you had some Want by Maggie Rogers, another really great song. Off of her new album. Speaking of Y2K, I feel like it was very much influenced by kind of that early 2000s pop rock sound, which I really have been liking lately. And then you heard some more Jordana. You know, I had to put on some more of that just in preparation for the Remy Wolf concert in a few weeks' time. And it's a song off of her solo album that I've been really liking, because her EP with another artist slash band, I'm not sure, TV Girl, really popped off. But her individual work hasn't gotten as much press, but I really am a big fan, and I feel like I hope she plays a good mix of both, because they both are equally well-made and equally fun to listen to. So next, you'll be hearing some Remy Wolf herself. You know, had to get some basic Harry Styles in there, a little bit more mod, some Amy Winehouse if we have time. So we'll just have to see where the wind takes us on this fine, fine, fine Monday. Here is Sexy Villain, my absolute favorite Remy Wolf song of all time. Hope you love it as much as I do.
Yum, yum, yum. I'm cool with the hiding, cool if chest up for freedom.
In my chest, isn't it amazing that people connect for a minute or two? Maybe we couldn't save it this time as badly as I want to, as badly as I want you. Isn't it amazing that people connect for a minute or two? One more minute with you. Then you said to me, are we enemies? No, baby, we could never be. You and I'm a memory, and you remember me. Think about that first day when I saw you in the hallway.
And I said, I love you so much. Love you so much, baby. And I
my heart stops, love you till I'm car sick, love you till you're star sick. Isn't it amazing? Despite all the space in the world, I'm clueless.
be when I'm a memory and you remember me.
Think about that first day when I saw you in the hallway.
And I said, I love you so much. Love you so much, babe. And I said, I love you so much, babe. Love sick for us.
No, I'm thinking of that day I saw you in the hallway. Cause what more is there in this life than who we become? The places we go and the love I have for
friends break up, friends get married. Strangers get born, strangers get buried. Trends change, rumors fly through new skies. But I'm right where you left me. Matches burn after the other. Pages turn and stick to each other. Wages earned and lessons learned. But I'm right where you left me. Help, I'm still at the restaurant, still sitting in a corner I haunt. Cross-legged in the dim light, they say what a sad sight. I swear you could hear a hairpin drop right when I felt the moment stop. Glass shattered on the white cloth, everybody moved on. I stayed there, dust collected on my pinned up hair. They expected me to find somewhere some perspective, but I sat and stared right where you left me. You left me, no. You left me, no. You left me, no choice but to stay. About the girl who got frozen, time went on for everybody else. She won't know it. She's still 23, inside her fantasy, how it was supposed to be. Did you hear about the girl who lives in delusion? Breakups happen every day, you don't have to lose it. She's still 23, inside her fantasy. And you're sitting in front of me at the restaurant. When I was still the one you want, cross-legged in the dim light, everything was just right. I could feel the mascara run. You told me that you met someone. Glass shattered on the white cloth, everybody moved on. Help, I'm still at the restaurant, still sitting in a corner I haunt. Cross-legged in a dim light, they say what a sad sight. I stayed there, dust collected on my pinned up hair. I'm sure that you got a wife out there, kids and Christmas, but I'm unaware, cause I'm right where I cause no harm. Mind my business, if I love died young, I can't bear witness, and it's been so long. If you ever think you got it wrong, I'm right where you left.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, when Carol called my name, I stood up, the room exploded, and I knew that's it, I'll never be the same. That's when the door swung open and a voice said, we're glad you came. Now I've spent thousands on you, darling, all the hotels and the jets, and I'd pay it all again to have your golden body back in my bed. But I don't miss the poison arrows aimed directly at my head. Goodbye to all the bottles, all the models. Bye to the clouds in the skies that are holding the rain. From desert flowers and gifted children. But it got hard to grow up with your cool hand around my neck. Now in my hometown, the sun bathes.
grows up in my mind again. Goodbye to all the bottles, all the models. Back to the kids and the lights for the new Supreme.
Hello again for the last time today. This has been Ava of Ava on Air, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for a great first show back. It's been a lot of fun being back in the studio, playing some of my favorite songs from the past summer, as well as just some recent favorites, you know, just a lovely little mix of a little bit of then and a little bit of now. And I have some people waiting to get into the studio. I'm making direct eye contact with my bestie/roommate, Julia Berniker, who is the biggest WMFO baddie out of all of the WMFO baddies. There's a million of them, but she's the best. And I hope she has a great training show, a great little time showing the kiddos how it goes. And this has been Ava, and I will see you not next week, but in 2 weeks. I have a bi-weekly show, so it'll be kind of nice, you know? It'll be like a little treat every time I come back in. You never know when she's going to be there, you know? So I hope you guys, all my 14 listeners, have a great, great, great 2 weeks. I will see you guys next time, and I'm going to let RD Main take over. We'll see what's in store for you, and have a lovely week. I will see you next time.
Sign of trouble you take to the woods, your slippers and your hair pulled under your hood. You won't look behind you, you'll just know that you should. Be ready for climbing like you never thought you could. Looking for cover like you've never had to. Knowing it gets worse before it ever gets good. Cause something's wrong, if something is near. It slowly advances and has us surrounded here. If I'm right, then it's clear that I'll be on the wrong end of the spear. There's ice on the river, there's snow on the rocks, but it's too soft here to cross. That's bucks for your seeing in the water, circled by hawks. Now you stay off the middle, you keep out of shot, with your feet down in the frost. Now these kinds of stories aren't told if both get lost. Something's wrong, yeah, something has come. It's not taking chances, it's not giving us one. If I fire too, to be overtaken by the likes of even children that are too young to fight.
Disappear.